This call may be recorded.
Hey, Mommy.
Oh, hey. Are you working in the basement?
I just pulled in, so I'm getting set up.
Okay. Do you think that I should send people over to look at it while you're there to avoid people having to do meetings? Or do you think that we should finish all the work and clean it first and schedule stuff?
I would probably clean it first.
Okay. Have you been in there yet?
Yeah. It honestly doesn't look too bad, except that couch looks, I mean, it's not unusable because it is nice, but it looks dirty.
Do you need me to help you carry the couch?
Yeah, if we're just going to put it by the road, I need somebody to.
Okay. Well, maybe I should send people by there while you're working.
Okay.
It sure saves a lot of time. You know what I mean? Neither one of us have to go meet anybody.
No.
How long do you think you'll be there?
I don't know. But a while.
Okay. When's your mom arriving?
I was just about to call her when you called me.
Do you think maybe we should have a set itinerary of the exact times that we're just going to plan to go to the beach or to lunch or to the McDonald's so that there's no up in the air. You know what I mean?
I don't know. To me, that seems stilted in a way that...
Yeah, I just would hate for... I would hate for anything your mom suggests doing and we end up not doing to be taken as us trying to...
Yeah, but
control,
I think doing it that way would make it... I think doing it that way would make it way more apparent.
It's way more normal to have, like, plans for when you're entertaining out-of-town guests. Like, hey, we were thinking it'd be fun to go to the beach for a couple of hours. Weather looks really nice. Let's head out around 9:30. Like, if you know what I mean? And for some reason, she's just like, oh, I didn't bring the right clothing. I'd rather spend time inside today than we can be flexible and do a backup plan like good hosts.
Okay.
I'm just thinking if it's why, it seems like your mom never wants to just stay home all day. She always thinks that we have to go somewhere. And if she says she wants to go to Home Goods, then there's going to be hurt feelings.
That does make me wonder if we shouldn't take advantage of the fact that she's here to do like stuff that costs money for the kids.
Okay. I don't know how she would feel about us actually taking advantage of her.
Okay.
Do you? I'm only sensitive because we actually needed actual shoes for our children's actual bare feet and actual books for our children's actual education, and it got turned against me.
I hear you.
So now she won't even talk to me on the phone, but as soon as she can get me to spend $200, she'll do it. Like, I don't want to put myself in that position.
Huh. She's under the impression that you won't talk to her on the phone, by the way.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that's what would happen if all of a sudden we had plans and then got her to pay for it. That's going to be what she thinks about me, is that I'm refusing to talk to her. But I'll take advantage of her by getting money from her. Like, I only want to be around her if I'm getting her money.
I got you.
She's not, you know, I don't know. She's happy to spend money when it suits her, but if she can use that against me, she will.
Yeah. I might try and get her to get me vape juice while she's here if I really can't buy any.
I... don't want you to do that. Don't do it.
No, I know you don't want me to, but...
I know, but you need to know who your actual support team is, and you need to know who actually loves you, and you need to know who actually has your physical and mental and emotional best interests at heart, and it's not the person who'd be willing to buy you vape juice.
Wow.
You have no idea. Your children need you, and someday your grandchildren are going to need you, and you got no business jeopardizing that.
Doesn't jeopardize that.
Yeah, it does.
Huh. it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Well, I might need to use some of my budget money to do it then.
Then you're going to go without eating. You will not eat food. And you might end up on the side of the road without gasoline that I am not going to come and supply for you if you're not able to make those kinds of decisions.
Well, then I'm not going to be able to work.
Then it's good. Okay. I don't know what to tell you, except that it's going to be over between us. You're really... I mean, I get that it's up to you if you want to cold turkey, and I get that it's up to you if you want to taper off, and I get that it's up to you if you want to use the patch, and I get that it, you know, takes time, and I get that it's hard, and I'm happy to support you by buying you sunflower seeds and chewing gum and, you know, like that kind of thing. But that's not what we're talking about here. You made this decision to start this without taking your family into account.
Oh?
You knew that I wasn't signing up for this when I married you, and you knew that it was a deal breaker for me before I even met you. I decided I wasn't going to go down this road with any man ever. It's not okay.
I don't know what to tell you. That's not realistic to just be like, you're done.
I know. That's what I said. I get that you might
really
not want to
argue
turkey,
with...
but that's not what you're talking about doing here. You're talking about getting your mom, who actually...
you give me $100 a month
your mother
all of my expenses. Not even enough.
No, I didn't do that, Dustin. You did that. You did that. You've been making that choice for years. You did that. You chose 30% interest rates. You did that. I'm not the one who's got you on this budget. You got yourself on this budget all by yourself. And if your mom would do that to you, she doesn't care about your well-being. She's out for your soul.
That's not true.
It's absolutely true.
Well, I don't know.
That's not a loving thing to do for somebody. That's a way that you own them.
Not true.
Because you know how tight a grip that stuff has on you. And the person who can supply that owns you.
Well, they don't.
If you need it, if you can't do without it, if you choose it over your family, it owns you. And if you can't supply...
All right. I'm going to call my mom.
You're going to do it, aren't you?
What?
You're going to tell her that I told you you can't vape. It's in your heart to do that to me right now.
No, it's not.
What do you mean it's not?
I'm going to call her and ask her when she's coming here.
And to bring you juice?
I don't know about that. I wasn't planning on asking her that right now.
Well, are you calling her to set boundaries like CA told you to?
I can't remember any actual boundaries I need to set. It was all... Do you?
Well, it sounded like you had decided that you don't want to talk to her about bringing gifts until she's already here.
Right.
Even though you know that under the rules you've given her, she could bring 12 because that would count for this calendar year. But you're planning on waiting till she's driven all the way from Maryland and packed her car carefully to tell her that you're changing the rules on the spot, right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, if that's what you decided.
I can't just show up here with gifts when I don't have a house because I can take I want her to have to take it home.
Sure. So you're saying that she doesn't know that she'll be spending time with me this weekend?
Right.
And technically the allotment of 12 would still fall under what they should be entitled to bring back to Stanley Drive. So I just feel like that scenario might throw it all onto me more. Because you've got a good excuse. You don't have a house. What's my excuse? I'm being petty and trying to keep them away from their grandmother. You know what I mean?
I'll be the one to tell her.
I know, but it just will sound a lot like you're delivering a boundary that I told you that you had to deliver. She's not, you know.
No matter when I tell her, that's going to be her perception of that.
I think CA was trying to give you hints on how you could own it as best you can.
Are you saying all this because you think I need to call her and tell her? She's already driving.
Oh, okay. If she's already driving, then you probably could just text them and say, what's your ETA?
She asked me to call her.
Yeah. All right. Well, you said she does know that I'm going to spend time with them this weekend, or she doesn't?
Does not.
But she knows you're at the McDonald house?
Yeah.
And does she know about Benson's birthday party?
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll call Brianna and see if she's a... you know, comfortable with your mom coming?
That's good. That's a good idea.
Okay. So, so you're just calling to ask your mom when she's coming and not tell her anything at all?
Well, that was my plan. Doesn't seem like it's good to talk about gifts right now when she's already on the way.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that she was already on the way. So, yeah, I definitely don't.
Okay. Because the most likely thing is she doesn't have any gifts, and that way she doesn't have to perceive that we're doing a gift thing right now.
Right. She should be more focused on giving your stuff back to you and getting the apartment stuff back from you.
Right.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. When I am done at the apartment, do you want me to come back over there for a little bit or just go back?
No, come on over here after.
Okay.
And I'm the person that comes by is a woman whose voice sounds like she's a little bit older.
Okay.
Her name is Mary Janice.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Love you.
Oh, how long do you think you'll be there?
I'm guessing a couple hours.
Okay, bye.